The Carlton Football Club continuing with their pre-Christmas pre-season as they build towards another season. They're hoping for improvement in 2017. Shane Watson joins us from inside their coaching staff. Shane, thanks for your time.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me.
Bit of a Gold Coast week for the boys, or of Gold Coast camp. But what's been, I guess, the main things aiming to get out of the time up north? We know it's obviously customary for teams at this time of year to spend a bit of time away.
Yeah, that's right. We've got 10 days up here. Most of it is around getting everyone together for a period of time out of Melbourne and in different conditions. And we've certainly got some really nice conditions up here to train in. It's sort of been 30 most days and high humidity. So, they've been going really well, all things considered.
In terms of the youngsters, I guess everyone always likes to know who's been sort of hitting the track and flying to this stage. Anyone that is sort of standing out to you?
Well, Petrescu Seaton, yeah. Our first round pick, he's showing some nice skill, and young Fisher from WA as well. Sort of reminds you a little bit of a Chad Wingard, the way he sort of gets around the ground. So certainly those new players, but even the new to the not new to AFL but new to the club, like Reece Palmer, Alex Silvani, and these guys, Billy Smets in particular, just show their experience with the boys you see out in the track and bring, like, they can't all come from good systems, those three boys, and bring with them some knowledge and experience.
A couple of the young key forwards that had some injury issues last year, McKay and Kerno, how are they tracking along? Obviously a fair bit of excitement around Blues fans trying to see those guys in that forward setup with Wietering down back.
Yeah, you're right, it certainly is, and Harry was the one who didn't get his opportunity last year, but he's gone really well. He's actually got up to 203 centimetres at the moment. So he's getting around and training well. And you've got Silvani and, as you said, Charlie Kerno, those three young forwards. I mean, hopefully those guys can put it together and play a number of years together in that forward line.
Looking at Patrick Cripps, who's obviously was diagnosed with that stress issue in the back, and they were talking sort of February for him. How's he going? I think he's up there with you, but is he on track for round one?
Yeah, that's right. He hasn't been doing much the last couple of weeks with a stress reaction in his back, so he's sort of had a couple of weeks where he's done nothing at all. But we still expect him to play round one, no problem. He was motoring along before he got that little hiccup. But, yeah, he's up here. He's actually doing a little bit of coaching out in the ground. He's joined in, not the training, but just being in the drills and offering his services up when the midfield go through their stoppages and drills and that sort of thing. So while he hasn't been actively joining in, he's certainly done a little bit of coaching.
Looking at Mark Murphy, obviously had that injury drag on and on and on in 2016. Obviously seeing a lot of footage of him with the shoulder strapped up there. How's he tracking along, I'd imagine, now that with that year behind him, that he's all on track?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a frustrating second half of the year for him, because it was sort of, it was always, he'll be right in a couple of weeks, and then it was a couple of weeks. And the syndesmosis injuries, they're funny ones. They can sort of drag on a bit, but his leg or his ankle is fine, and his shoulder, while still strapped, it's more precautionary than anything, but he's done all the tackling and contact work up here, and he'll hit the ground running going in next season.
Is there any particular focus in regards to even developing your playing style? Obviously that was implemented last year and you had some really solid results and picked up probably more wins than a lot of people thought at that great run in the middle of the year, but is there a particular focus on, you know, if you're going to take the next step, where it has to happen?
Yeah, not so much a particular focus. Like, in terms of, you always look at trying to be the best at whatever you do, and obviously you look towards those top four teams, top eight teams, and just you look really close at what they do in different areas of the ground, and you certainly don't change your game style based on what they're doing, but there might be some little thing that you think might help and complement what you're doing, and so you're always looking for the little edges here and there where you might help what you're doing.
And the way footy clubs work, I would imagine people are always talking, you know, how was it going to be for Bryce Gibbs when he walked back through the door? I would have thought the way footy clubs work is that he would have copped a bit of a ribbing, probably still the case, probably still hanging it on him a little bit for some of that. Is that sort of how it's gone,
right,
where they pat him on the back and it's just like they have a bit of a joke and move on?
Absolutely. You couldn't have put it any closer to what happened. Come back through the doors, boys got stuck in him in the first couple of sessions, and then it was like he'd sort of, it's like it never happened. And yeah, he's fitted back in. Well, he didn't really leave, so
yeah,
it happened. As you said, bit of revving, and then you get on with it, and it was like, yeah, everything's back to normal now.
And I guess a lot of people, just before we let you go, they're always keen to see how someone like a Matty Cruiser is tracking along pre-season-wise, given obviously the battles that he's had over the course of his career.
Yeah, Matty, and he gets managed a little bit this time of year, but he won one of the runs the other day. He beat Ed Curno in one of the time trials, so... yeah, so he's chugging along nicely.
That's good news for Carlton fans. Shane, we appreciate you giving us an update from the Gold Coast camp, and certainly hope to catch up with you again soon.
I appreciate you having me on.
Shane Watson joining us there on the program. Sign up today as a Carlton member for next year, just in time for Christmas. Call 1300-CARLTON or visit membership.carltonfc.com.au to purchase your Blues membership today. Be bound by blue in 2017.